A little uncomfortable with these two guys right now.
Don't worry about it. San Francisco style. You get used to it. It's
all good. Yeah, let's cut to the chase, okay? What are you guys selling?
Elbows up, up, up.
Hey guys, I'm Adrian Bosman.
And I'm Todd Widman.
And today we're lucky enough to be in lovely Denver, Colorado with...
Skip Miller from Front Range CrossFit.
Cool. Now, Skip, how long have you guys been an affiliate?
A little bit over 2.5 years.
Awesome. And has this been the location that you guys have always been at?
No. This is our second location. Our first one was about 1,500 square feet. This one's about 4,000.
Oh, wow. So that's a big jump. Cool.
Yeah, that it was good.
So here we are on a Friday night in Denver, Colorado, and it is currently just after 10 o'clock. We just finished a workout, 10 o'clock p.m., that is, and we just finished a workout. We had at least 12 people out. We've still got somebody working out in the corner here. How is it, Skip, that you have that many people eager to work out with total strangers, Todd and myself, on a Friday night? That's amazing.
Realistically, I just said show up at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
They love to work out. They love to work hard. And it was good. It was really good. They haven't really worked out with a whole lot of other coaches besides the coaches we have here. So they looked at it like it was a really nice opportunity.
Community like that doesn't just happen. What is it about you guys that keeps people coming back?
You know, one of the things that we do a little bit differently than a lot of affiliates is that we track every daily result goes up on our website every single day.
Wow.
And people love the recognition that they get. From like just daily, every result gets up there. Sometimes it means that Jody and I are up a little bit late. But it's a huge, I think that is one of the biggest things in terms of why we grew so fast and why we got the size we are now, because of that results-based fitness that we really, really do.
Now, do you guys do the same thing with dietary consultation? Do you do anything like that? Or is it just basically the workouts that you track?
You know, we only track the workouts, mainly because... The only thing I really only have one thing that I can control, and that's what they do within these walls.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, body comp changes, what they do with their diet, that's so interrelated, but they have the control over that.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
So all I can say is, you know, three months ago, your Fran time was X, and now it's 3 minutes faster. You know, so that's the stuff that we can control as coaches, and that's the stuff that we track. And so that we can show them that they are getting more fit.
And I notice you guys have on the front wall as you walk in pictures, just pictures of people with names on them. Are those new members? Are those people that just have been regulars? What's the deal with those pictures?
So once someone joins Front Range CrossFit, we put their picture up on that board. And so like someone's like, you know, who is Storm? Because some people only work out at like 9 o'clock in the morning. And most of our people work out at 4:30, 5:30, and 6:30 at night. So they can go over and say, you know, fourth guy over on the left. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, I've seen that guy on the website.
Yeah.
And then our the board that we use over here, so the whole week's worth of results are up on the board. And then we also do, like, we have the gym record board and stuff like that. We're really focused on the results. It really becomes part of, like, the community that you really identify with. And that certainly that picture board really helps out.
Yeah.
Do you pull your workouts from the WOD, from the message board, or do you make up your own? Do you supplement?
No, we don't go off the main page.
Okay.
So in terms of... the programming, we do what we call events-based programming. We do about 6 to 8 different events, some of them CrossFit-related, some of them not. Stair climbs. We do kettlebell challenges. We go to the CrossFit Games. We hosted the Colorado CrossFit Games. So everybody in the gym, regardless of whether they're actually going to show up on the day of that event and do that event, they're actually training for that event, whether they know it or not. So I've got a goal... 3 months from now of what they need to be able to accomplish. And so I'm working towards that goal. It's a little bit, it's less random, but it's still varied, it's still functional, it's still high intense.
Do they know that they have goals they're going for, or are they just listening and looking at your WOD and going from there?
No, you know, what will happen is we post the events on our website. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows, you know, what is coming up.
What's coming up next?
The next one is actually, well, we just did Murph. We do Murph twice a year. June 28th, we do it. And then we do it October 22nd, which was 2 days ago, on the day he was awarded the Medal of Honor. Mm-hmm. And those are the only 2 days. And people go, you know, that was the last event that we did. We had 60 people do the workout totally. And then 23 did it with the vest, and I think about 40 did it unmodified.
Right.
The French have a word for that. I think it's like a legit.
Yeah, right. Totally. That's one of our big events. Like we, that's cool. You know.
And you said the next one coming up is a kettlebell event.
Well, yeah. The other thing that we do here is on your birthday, you get to pick the workout, and so I like to do a lot of things, but one of the things that I've done the last 2 years on my birthday is done a 10-minute kettlebell snatch set.
Happy birthday.
With a 24K. Yeah, so, and then...
That's what I've always wanted for my birthday. I don't know about you guys.
So that technically is probably the next event.
So you do your own programming, and most of the classes that you have coming in during the day do the same workout? So if I came in for a 6 a.m. class and then came in for a 6 p.m. class, it'd be the same thing?
Yes. Yeah, we do the same workout throughout the day. Because of that... The events-based programming that we are following, that everyone's working towards the same goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting thing with that is, like, our strong guys get stronger and our fast guys get faster. And even though they're doing the same workout, then they're going for the same goals, people get different things out of it. You know, like, two of our athletes just finished the Denver Marathon. Mm-hmm. They don't run.
Wow.
I mean, they run here,
yeah.
And then that was it. You know, some of our other guys who like to lift heavy things, you know, they're just getting stronger and stronger and stronger, but it's the same programming. It's really funny how that works.
So I guess, you know, you guys having the same workout from sunrise to sunset, you find that streamlines your effectiveness for that thing, for the general recording of the program?
Absolutely, yeah. I can't think how that would work if I modified it that much. Yeah, it would be horrible.
Yeah.
But no, and I don't find it necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we post the workout the night before when we post the results from today, tomorrow's workout. So everyone can go to the website and see what they're going to do tomorrow.
So do you find people that dodge workouts?
Yeah, absolutely. But we're all adults.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's... some trainers or coaches will get a little, you know, I've seen stuff where people get upset about that, and it's like, you know, we're all adults.
Sure.
And in the end, you're responsible for your own fitness, you know, and we help them along as much as we can. But if someone really doesn't want a double under or really doesn't want a deadlift.
You can't force them.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but. You know, and the other interesting thing on that is we have found that more and more people are lifting heavier here.
Mm-hmm.
Like it used to be that when we do a heavy day, because they can go that night before and see it, and they're like, "Oh man, deadlift or back squat or front squat or whatever." And now the women that have never lifted in their entire lives come in on the deadlifts all the time. Because they like the feeling of being able to lift heavy things.
And like you said, everything else is improving because of them lifting heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So the responsibility piece, you know, everybody's responsible for their fitness. I think that's a really important point to make. And I think that part of the beauty of, you know, the underlying theme of CrossFit is that, you know, you are responsible for yourself. And, you know, obviously coaching is a good idea, especially when we're talking about technical movements. But it's nice that the CrossFit program... still believes that people have a brain and they're willing to use that, and so I think you're absolutely right in the cherry picking versus not, that that personal responsibility plays a big role in that. So that's a good thing. Well, it sounds like you've built up a real casa bonita here. It's very nice. Geez, so Casa Bonita, Casa Bonita.
At least pick like a good Mexican restaurant in Denver.
Now, what goes on at Casa Bonita?
I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
No, I've never been there. No, all my Mexican friends say do not go to Casa Bonita.
Food aside, isn't it great though? Like the cliff divers. What else? There's a
cave. There's definitely a cave. Is it the
cave?
There's a cave. There's caves.
And what happens in that cave? I think there's some. What's in that cave?
Skeletons, scary things.
Awesome. Skip, thanks again for having us out here at Front Range CrossFit. It's been an absolute pleasure. You guys have a sweet box out here. And thanks for lending us your people and your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming out.